Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight is part two of a segment we started last week before the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan spoke, the criterion Farrakhan delivers an announcement to the world. Last week we had our Time to Leave panel discussion where we discussed the timeliness of the minister's lecture, and we discussed what we thought he might talk about. Well, we know what he talked about because we all listened to the Honorable Minister this past Saturday, and this show is part two of that show. However, we have a different panel. We have Dr. Rijney and some special guests. And I'm not going to hold up because we have a wonderful panel that I'm looking forward to listening. So I'm going to open Dr. Rijney's mic and let him introduce his guests. Dr. Rijney, you there?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. All your guests are online and waiting for you, Dr. Rijney.
All three of them are online and waiting.
Yeah, they're chomping at the bit.
Is it the Three Musketeers? Is it the three wise men? Or is it just two mighty, mighty, mighty FOI? Three mighty FOI. Oh, I said two because I left out Brother Terrence. Let me put Brother Terrence in there with him, too. Three mighty, mighty, mighty FOI. TC, Brother, I told you I was going to mess with you. All right, so I got on the line. I got Brother Jaheed, Brother Kaz, and Brother Terrence. Familiarly known as TC. I chose these men because they are very active in the community outside of just the mosque. Brother Kaz is the secretary in the mosque in Charlotte, and also the principal. What's that noise? What is that noise?
One of your guests has some background noise.
Okay. You know which one it is?
It was me.
I can't tell on this. No, I can't tell.
Who was it?
It was me.
I can't tell.
Okay. Who called in that plane? You said that was you?
Yes, sir. It was me. I apologize.
But see, that's all somebody had to do, Saturday. See? Okay. All praise due to Allah. So, got Brother Jaheed, Brother Kaz, and Brother Terrence. And, you know, I've talked to them since the minister spoke, and they had some great feedback from people. And I said, look, man, y'all got to come on the show and let the people know what's the flow out there in the real world, you know. Hey, that ran last part, of it, you know, that all ran with the flow. Anyhow, but we're going to have a good time. So who wants to go first? Who wants to go first? Well, okay, all right. I picked
Hey,
Kaz.
Yes, sir.
But Kaz.
Yes,
sir. When I talked to you on the phone, you
mm-hmm.
said that the lecture was like two parts.
Yes, sir.
When he was standing up and then when he took a seat. Will you run that back to us like you ran it to me?
Yes, sir. The best I can. Number one, I want to thank you, Doc, for having us on the show and then for calling as well for getting us started, and definitely to the esteemed guests, Brother Terrence and Brother Jahi. I always appreciate the mighty, mighty FOI representing the Miss Louis Farrakhan. But, you know, I want to thank the Miss Louis Farrakhan for just giving us this opportunity to be able to just discuss the aftermath of what took place on July the 4th. And whenever I thank the Miss Louis Farrakhan, automatically that goes without saying that I'm thanking the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farah Muhammad, the two hands that made him. And when I watched that lecture, you know, just like you, I was excited. I was proud. I was a little nervous at times. I was teary-eyed at times. But at all times, I was thanking Allah for the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. And we worked extremely hard, like I'm sure everybody on this call did, to make sure that this word got out. And so after the word was over, I want to make sure that I reached out to many of those in the community who saw the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan for the very first time. As Doc said earlier, I'm an administrator, principal at a school here in Charlotte. And so many of my students, many of their parents, many in the community who I would just consider regular people have never heard from the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan. They've seen little snippets that we may have posted on social media, but they've never actually heard him before. And we went all out to make sure that everybody in Charlotte who wanted to hear from him heard from him. And so I want to share just some of the comments, and then I'll address the point that Doc made. But one of the first comments that I was able to receive back, and he said this. This is from a brother named Robert Epps. He said, I'm going to say it again. This is the greatest and most powerful message I have ever heard and seen in my entire life. This man covered everything. Minds are blown around the globe because of this message today. They will be talking about this forever until he returns. Wow. Then I had another brother named Rob Scola. He said, Brother Kaz, I love him and I don't even know him. Those two messages sums up what I told Doc the other day about the two different parts of what, in my humble opinion, of the lecture that he gave. He started off standing, and he ended having to sit. And during the stand-up part of the lecture, that was during the part where he was in traditional form, as a normal minister would do, behind a rostrum. He would give a lecture. It was powerful. It was energetic. It was thoughtful. It was thought-provoking, and it resonated with you. But you sat there as just a listener, like in a seat, as you would in a theater or a church or a synagogue or a mosque.
But when he took his seat, he changed the complete environment of the area that he was in and around the world, because now you saw him in a more relaxed form, and it went from more of a lecture to described as a fireside chat. And that was during the very moment when many who didn't understand much of the things that he was talking about, they related to him because it felt like they were sitting down listening to their grandfather. Mm. And that's where you get the comments of, man, I love him and I don't even know him. And they were able to draw themselves closer to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because when he sat down in that seat and quote unquote went off script, where he wasn't using his notes so much or at all at that point, for the most part, that's when people really were drawn to him and they fell in love with him. And that's when you can really start getting individuals to move out on the instructions that he gave in the first part of the lecture once they feel that love. And that was a beautiful connection, how he was able to round a 360, complete 360, to start you off from scratch, from someone who has never heard this man's voice to someone who has fallen in love with him. Now they're ready to act on that love. And that love's going to come straight from the streets, from the people and around the globe. Thank you, Doc.
Wow. Thank you, brother. I'm almost in tears right now, man. I can feel that. Because, you know, that's the part about Minister Farrakhan that can't nobody duplicate, they can't replicate, they can't fake it. His love for his teacher, for God, and for the people, for his people, his love, you can feel it. It's a healing. When he comes out with that smile, it's a healing. If you didn't feel good before he came out, all of a sudden he makes you feel good, because you can feel the love of God coming through him to his people, for his people. So thank you so much, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else want to kick in?
Assalamu alaikum, Doc. This is Jahi.
Alaykum salam, brother. Oh, let me mess with Brother Jahi a minute. Brother Jahi. Let me mess with Brother Jahi. I get off the plane, and I'm walking through, you know, and I'm walking through the airport, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, I ain't heard nobody go pick me up. So Brother Jahi, he calls me up, and he said, Doc, where are you? And I'm going through my FO training. Number one, I didn't tell Jahi that I was going to come in at this time. You know what I mean? I didn't tell him I was going to be in Chicago. You know what I mean? So, like, what's up with him? What you mean? What you mean where I'm at? And he said, no, Doc, there's a car waiting on you. I'm going to hook you. I forgot that Brother Jahi is one of the behind-the-scenes man who makes things happen in terms of transportation, et cetera. I've gotten that. I should have suspected he was up in Chicago taking care of business. But he was giving me as the person he was supposed to be looking out for, and he showed enough did it. So thank you, Brother Jahi. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, praise is due to Allah. Thank you, Dr. Ridgely, for the invitation, and to Brother Carlton for moderating and producing this dynamic platform. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, who appeared in the person of Master Fard Muhammad, the great Mahdi. And I bear witness the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is indeed the divine, risen, exalted, and living Christ. And as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said here in Atlanta a few years ago, the Mahdi. And I would be remiss in my duties if I did not thank Allah and the Messenger for leaving in our midst the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, their divine reminder, helper, servant, warner, teacher, guide, big brother, and our friend. And it is my honor, in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, it is my honor to greet all of those who are listening with the greeting words of peace and paradise of assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
So, Dr. Ridgely, sir,
the introduction he gave is for all three of y'all, so y'all ain't got to give that one again. So go ahead.
Yes, sir. Brother, I'm listening to Brother Kaz, and a quick side note, real quick, Brother Kaz, we need to connect. I would love to have you on our platform. We host My Money Matters live show every Tuesday. Dr. Ridgely is our most frequent guest, and Brother TC was just recently a guest a couple of weeks ago, and this month we're highlighting the Ministry of Education. So we would definitely love to have you as a guest. Just a quick, so we will connect.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah. So,
okay, do I get a percent? Do I get a percent?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll give you 1/4 of a slice of a bean pie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Anyway.
So, as Brother Kaz was saying, the words. So, what I was reflecting on, Dr. Ridgely, is the beauty of Allah through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan with this particular lecture. It was a different setting for all of us. The feedback I've been getting is even before the words. It is the aesthetics of the background in the garden. You know, that intro showing the pond and the animals, you know, the little gopher thing in the water and the caterpillar and just the beauty of the garden. One of my friends here has a bookstore, the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore in Latonia, Georgia, which is about 30 miles east of Atlanta. So he was one of the first ones to call me. I mean, he was jacked out of his mind on Saturday evening, early Sunday. And he said, he asked me, he was saying he felt vindicated because, you know, in those types of settings, it's a cultural setting. So you got all these different ideologies and theologies that come together. But on this day, everybody was watching the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So Brother Kazimde said that of some of the things that he had been saying to those that come through the bookstore, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan explained it clearly. So he was just jacked out of his mind. So I was out there today at the bookstore, and there's a vegan restaurant next door to it, doing very good business. The brothers and sisters in there, so I go in to greet them. And so the brother who, the owner, he and his wife, you know, give me the greeting. And then they started talking about in the garden. And I said, yeah, you know, I had the honor and privilege of being there. They, brother, you was in the garden? You were in the garden? So that alone, you know, the people, and then he said, brother, we watched the entire thing right back here. Now, they're running a restaurant. But they had the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan playing, and as people coming in, they're not leaving because they're caught. You know, they're mesmerized by the beauty and the aesthetics, and that drew them into the words. So as they began to hear the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his great defense of black people, and see what makes the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan dangerous, as one of the Jewish writers wrote recently, is because the whole world is actually listening to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So there's black people among us that had not actually sat down and heard the minister. They, like the 85%ers, have been going by what the 10%ers have been saying. Now they're getting a chance to actually hear him, experience him, and even through the TV rays or the telephone rays, they're picking up on the love that this man has for his people and for humanity. And he definitely displayed that this weekend. So that's everywhere we go. That's what the word, everybody loves the garden. There's another brother, friend of mine, has a ministry here in Atlanta. So the thing is, on Tuesday, he's like, man, I call my tail and I want to roll just like what the minister had on. So the people are there, and everybody's talking about the garden. I want to do something in my yard to kind of, you know, duplicate what the garden looks like. So all praise is due to Allah. So those have been some of the experiences that I've had since I got back into the city.
Well, you know, the experience that I had is right along with your service to me, Brother Jahi. I thought about this when I got back. You know, I go up to Chicago quite a bit of times, and also out to Phoenix on the research team, and I'm picked up by some brothers, and they always, you know, no charge, you know. And right there, I was picked up by two brothers that you sent for me. One brother's from California, from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
One brother
formerly,
was from
formerly of Memphis. Yeah, formerly of Memphis.
Right.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You like to say that, formerly of Memphis. Okay. But formerly of Memphis. But he lives in L.A. now. But anyway, he
flew
all the
way in. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
DC came all the way in. Why?
That's right.
Just
that's right.
The service.
Right.
Just to
that's
carry
right.
the chauffeur, the minister's guest.
That's right.
They're not
Absolutely.
paid. They're not paid to do
no,
that.
No, sir.
You know, they're doing this
because of their love for the minister and the people. They take care of the minister.
Absolutely.
Now, who got it like that?
Nobody. Nobody else got
who?
It like that.
Nobody
else.
Like that.
Nobody.
People will come
nobody.
Spend their own money to get there just to serve the minister, to serve the guests that the minister brought, to make them feel comfortable, take them everywhere, not charge them a dime. You ain't got nothing like that. Nowhere in the world.
and Dr. Ridley, let them know y'all ride in comfort and style, too.
Style.
The minister does not spare expenses for his guests. And family. And also,
right.
I had Brother Dimitri on Mind and Money Matters live show this Tuesday, and
okay.
I described you all, the research department, as like when we go to hear our favorite singer, there's always the band. So it's like when before the main singer comes out, the main presenter, the band comes out. So I look at the research team like the band. You know, the band comes out. So when we see
right.
you all, it's like, oh, we know it's on and popping. Absolutely.
Well, there's another set like that. It's the roadies, too. You know, the roadies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They want to set up all the equipment, tear down. Absolutely.
We're the minister's roadies. We're the roadies.
That's right.
But is TC still on?
Of course he's still on.
Man, I don't think he's ever been that quiet before. It's been a whole, 27 minutes? He hasn't said a word?
No. I just wanted to say, no. Okay.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I told you it's going to be rough. Go ahead.
Oh, I can go now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
You can go now.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So let me just say, as you said, Brother Jai, he gave the greetings for everybody for the rest of the night. Let me really kind of back up and say one thing. So the nature of my job allows me and affords me the opportunity to travel all over the country and literally across the world. And so I'm blessed with that. But at the advent of COVID-19, after Savior's Day, everything got shut down. So I have been, I've been working, but I haven't been traveling. So the first time that I was able to be on an airplane in 4 months, I was blessed with the opportunity to be able to go to the garden and to be with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So just that alone was my excitement, my joy. And as Dr. Richard said, there's no other group of people that pay their own way just to be in the presence of the minister. Like, there was no like, okay, you got permission. No, you had to go get your, we had to get our hotel. We had to get our transportation. We had to get our flights. We had to pay for our food. And we was joyous in doing that just to be able to be with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So that was a joy. And I also say that, me and Doc, we always laugh and we cut up. But the seriousness of the reason why for your audience, the reason why he invited us on here, because there has to be a time where we testify about Jesus. We can't read the scriptures. We can't read the book and not be in the midst of the message of God and be quiet. If I was afforded after 4 months to get on the plane to be with him and haven't been nowhere else, but the first place I land is on in the garden with the minister, then I have to testify of what I saw and what I could bear witness to. I can bear witness to the beauty of the location where we were, the beauty of the upkeep, and the beauty of seeing the brotherhood and sisterhood making sure that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is well taken care of, his property is well taken care of, and his guests are well taken care of. And as Brother Jahi said, the minister spares no expense to make sure that those that are his guests are treated with the utmost respect and comfort. And let me also say this, the sheriff of Michigan in that particular county was there to see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, thanks to our brother Marcus Mayor, Marcus Muhammad of Benton Harbor,
wow.
who invited him to be there. A white
sheriff
who came. And we know, and he's over that county. We understand that we already know about our brother, Father Flager, who was there, and his beautiful soul and his beautiful spirit and his love of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We already know about those in the nation. And some have known, if you didn't know, yes,
the hip-hop community loves, as they always love, is not just Public Enemy back in the day, Big Daddy Kane back in the day. No, it's the current people in hip-hop. Rick Ross was there. 2 Chainz was there. T.I. was there. And you know J Electronica dropped the album with Jay-Z on it. He was there. And he actually kneeled down and spoke to the minister after the lecture and actually broke down in tears. That's our love for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We had Stephanie Mills was there. We had Celine Johnson was there. We had Stephen Jackson was there, former NBA player. Everybody was there wanting to be in the midst of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But here's the thing, Doc, that got me, that I have to bear witness, is that we was instructed as FOI to put out the word. We was on every call, every FOI class. We was before the lecture. We was instructed to right now at a particular time in our FOI class to reach out, to text, to tweet, whatever you needed to do to get the word out. And at one point, I wasn't doing as much. I posted on social media, posts on social media, but I wasn't going through my contacts. But when I started to go through my contacts, people that I wasn't even expecting to respond, like, yes, I can't wait. Yes, I'm excited. And the other thing, the chief of police in my city texted me back. He said, man, I can't wait to hear him because I was there in 1990 on the campus of North Carolina A&T when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan came there. I didn't know that, but it wasn't for me to know. My job was to make him know that the message was going to be broadcast. And when he got the message, he was excited because I never knew that he had been listening to the minister since 1990. Not only that, when I went on Facebook and saw the responses, the people that I had no clue, a preacher, friend of mine who went to A&T, he said, man, I listened to it over and over again. Another friend of mine said, I watched it multiple times, and he said, everybody needs to watch it. A person that I was told couldn't stand the minister in one of the cities throughout the country called me and said, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you invite me? Why didn't you let me go? And did you hear what he said? Did y'all pay attention to what he said? She was telling me, y'all better listen to Farrakhan. She was almost getting upset. You said, y'all hear what he's saying, and y'all need to pick up the mantle. And I'm saying, aren't you the one that don't like the minister?
Well,
so everybody was talking about how much they love the minister. Another friend of mine said, I watched the minister, and me and my family watched the minister. And I'm like, I didn't even know you knew who the minister was. And a lot of more and more people and a lot more Christians were saying, I heard him, I hope you heard him, and whatever you can do, you not can't lie about it. And then I heard another one of my friends who just got married. She's a sister. She got married to a sister. She said, y'all need to listen to Farrakhan. She said, I don't care what y'all think about Farrakhan. Ain't nobody called that man a lie and could deny his love for black people. So I'm just saying that people that I have never could have ever imagined was listening.
Hold on. Did I hear you right? You said a sister who just married a sister say she just tell to listen to her. Did you say that?
I just said that. It blew my mind because I didn't even know she knew. Oh, I didn't even know she was into Farrakhan like that. But yeah, I'm saying that because the minister's love. He said, "How can I not love my people?" And, you know, so the minister, and when you saw the countenance of the minister, see, some people just see the clips. They don't see the genuine love and care of the minister. You don't see his smile. You don't see when he greets his guests and when he's talking to his guests. You don't see when he's so excited to be around his guests. So the minister had something at his home. We had fireworks. And after everything was over, the minister wanted to go thank the men who did the fireworks display. 3 white men looked like Bubba, Bill, and Joe. And he still gave me, I don't know the real name, but they were not just clean corner white. They were just regular white people, but he didn't look at their skin. He didn't look at what they had on. He looked at that their heart was there to help make joy for him and his guests with the fireworks, and he thanked them. And he even thanked their families. That's how much love that he shared with people, because people think that he hates white people. The minister has love for humanity. His first love is for our people and our suffering, but he has love for humanity where the people cannot even dislike the minister because of the love that he radiates when you're in his presence. So as Brother Cass said, yes, when he stood, he gave one message. But when he sat like a father speaking to his children, a father giving guidance, or someone who is telling the world you need to do this and do this. And the conversation around vaccination was the talk of the town on social media.
Everybody is looking, listening
to Farrakhan, because they already knew, and they already know they don't want to do it, but they got confirmation, they got the instruction, they got the guidance from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And then we saw the history, and we saw the news the next day about what was going on in Florida.
And all of the rise and the increase
of COVID-19 in Florida. This man Farrakhan, I'm like this. We got the research team. We got the ministers. We got the NURI. We got the AVAs. We got all of the regional student ministers, and we thank them that was able to come. We got all of them that can read the scriptures, the Bible. Imam Sultan Rahman, he can go through the Quran and talk about the history of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But I'm that person in the scriptures say, I don't know about this, I don't know about that. What I do know, when I was blind, now I can see. When I was deaf, now I can hear. When I was dumb, now I can speak. And all I can say, he healed me and he saved my life. And what I witnessed of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his love. And as you said, people came from all over literally the world to be in the presence of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and not just to sit and listen, but to help make sure the grounds were kept, make sure that the people was taken care of, make sure that everything was right. And the comfort for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his guests was at the highest and supreme. And as Brother Cass said, there's nothing to describe the garden. The garden was exquisite, so beautiful, so serene. You were in nature. I will close on this, Doc. The scary thing for me, though, is when we know who that man is. See, the Muslims, we say he's somebody in the scripture. So if we were seeing a man that we know is in the scriptures and we was in the garden, and some of them say the Garden of Gethsemane, then we don't need to be going to sleep at this time.
That's right.
He made a prayer. He closed out with a prayer. You don't ever see the minister, usually see the minister closing out in prayer, but he prayed in the garden. So if he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, then what were the disciples doing when he prayed? Please wake up. If you're asleep at all, wake up. And we are at that hour. But don't let the enemy give you a narrative or a story or a description of a man that you know, that you have seen, that you've heard, and you walk with. I cannot lie on the minister when I walk with him and talk with him and sat with him and watched him time and time again, the outpouring of his love, his spirit, outside of his teaching for our people, and not just our people, but for the total human race on this planet. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Turn it back to you, Doc.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You dudes, look, we'll go to the lines in a minute, but come on, anybody want to kick in right now?
Let me add something else, Doc, if you don't mind. You know, I reached out to one of the brothers who was very close to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and to all of us, and he means so much, and that's Brother Thomas G. Hart. And I called him I called him early Sunday morning. And for those that don't know, Brother Thomas G. Hart was one of the FOI that was actually in the FOI class when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, when he got registered back in New York City in 1955, he was one of the few to be in the room that's still amongst us today, when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said he's going to take this teachings to every nook and cranny around the world. So I asked Brother Thomas G. Hart, I said, Brother Thomas, are you in Chicago? And he said, of course. And I said, tell me, how did you feel? I said, how did you feel watching what you witnessed on July the 4th? And he said these words. He said, Brother Kaz, I watched him make a transition that I've been watching him make since 10-10-15, the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. And I said, well, explain if you don't mind. He said, well, he said, if you can remember back in 10-10-15, when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan was promoting
the march back in 10-10-15 for Washington, D.C., he said many of the churches and the pastors who had been friends with us before, they closed their doors to the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan. So he had to take the burden of promoting the march pretty much on his own. There were others who came forth, but there was way more who fell off and decided not to follow him when he was talking about 10-10-15, justice or else. The or else part scared a lot of ministers away, and people who used to support us scared them completely away. And so he said when he came down to Miami, and you all can remember that speech that he did in Miami in 10-10-15, that's when he really scared white people. All right.
Yeah,
so he said that the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan met with him and Brother Biot, Mr. Biot, down in Miami, and he said that was the most tired and exhausted that I've ever seen him since I've known him, Brother K. And he said, but when he sat down with us, even though his body was frail, even though his body was tired and he was suffering, he said his spirit was still there, and the wisdom that was coming out of his mouth was something like I've never heard before. And he said, I saw that again on July the 4th. He said, I saw that he got to a point where he stopped relying on his body.
Come on.
And stopped thinking about the body, and he became completely mental. And he said, that's when a man is at his most dangerous point, where there's nothing you can do to his body. He said, you know, a lot of times we'll say, I don't feel the pain, but you do kind of, you're still thinking about it. Even when you say the words, I don't feel the pain, you're thinking about it. But he said he saw the minister transition before his very eyes when he went from the physical to strictly mental. He said, nah, Brother Cass, he's more powerful than he's ever been.
Woo, my God. Okay. I hope y'all heard that part.
Amen.
You know, I said the minister was the next human being, but the minister corrected me on that last year. He said, well, brother, that's nice, but I would prefer that you call me the firstborn in Christ.
All right, firstborn in Christ.
Firstborn in Christ. So he is the one born in Christ. He is the one from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the first one who realized that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was the Christ.
Yes.
So that's the light that he has, and that's the light that we must have so we can have the light of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad being the others born of Christ, but he is the first born of Christ. And indeed, like he said at Savior's Day, it took 64 years to produce a God. But that's what Master Farad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did. They produced the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And as Jehovah, in the Bible, it says that Jehovah told Moses, I'm going to make you a god over Pharaoh. And I think that we see now that the minister, by what he said about Florida, he is now the god over America, over Trump, over all Fauci, over Gates, over all of them. And now we are moving from the garden. The minister said the next place is the cross, and he's ready for the cross. And I tell you what, you better be ready for the earthquakes. Okay.
That's right. Now,
Go ahead.
To that point, what you just said, at the 29-minute mark, the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan said something that had me, I wanted to do the Holy Ghost dance when I heard it. He said, he said, if when I call your name, talking to those that play the role of Satan, he hadn't called their name yet. He said, when I call your name, those who do the satanic pieces, he used the word function, Satan, which is your function. He said, just know that I am the master of your function. I was like, nobody talks.
Come on now.
And then at the hour and 22-minute mark, I think it is, he calls out Dershowitz and Greenblatt. But he said at the offset, I am the master of your function. I have been given that authority. Like, oh my God.
The word is
that's
correct.
The part
my God.
Out. Yes. So as you said with the scriptures, a god over Pharaoh, and he let them know. So we see, as Brother Kaz mentioned, this thing is actually on so many levels. The two parts of the menace, that the standing and the sitting. And again, one of the things that I've been getting to, we're used to the minister speaking. If the minister speaks less than 3 hours, we feel like, oh, he must really be feeling bad. You know, he must not be that well. But with the advent of modern churches now, where a sermon is a good 20 minutes, a lot of people are not used to sitting still. But see, when with the minister's talking, with his cadence, with the aesthetic, his beauty, with his love flowing, people get lost. You lose track of time. You know, Bina, we didn't realize it, because the minister said at the 1 hour mark, that's when he said, I have to cut this short because I'm feeling the effects of what it is I have to say today, right? And then they brought him the chair. He spoke for another hour and 43 minutes after that. Once he got comfortable, and as Brother Cass said, from the perspective of Brother Thomas Jihad, he went mental, and he did. I like that perspective. He went mental.
That's right.
And I think they brought him a pillow. He said, oh, yeah, that feels good. It was on. And he was able to complete what he had to share with us by Allah's grace. But the people still stayed tuned in. I haven't heard of nobody saying, oh, I only watched part of it. No. When you realized, you looked up, it was 3 hours later, and you felt energized.
Well, come on.
The minister, the way he did that last session, that's the way he does the research team. We come to visit the minister, and he does that. He's just sitting at the table with us, comfortable, and he starts talking. And then about 3 hours later, he says, wow, was that the lecture? Of course, we recorded it. And then, you know, we transcribe it, then we give it back to him for him to look over, and he gives us what he wants to do with him and so forth. But he gives us that, and that fireside chat type of thing, and then he says, oh, was that the lecture? So, you know, it's receiving a direct divine revelation. You are receiving it in real time. So it's
yes, sir.
So absolutely beautiful. Do we have any callers, Brother Carlson?
Yes, sir, we sure do. And I just want to give the invitation to the listeners. If you want to participate in this lively conversation, make a comment, ask a question. We have 17 minutes left, and there is some time left for you to get in the conversation. So our first caller is our sister Andrea. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Andrea.
Yeah, but I think it's April G. Muhammad or April.
Sister
Muhammad,
Andrea?
Uh-oh.
Okay, Sister Andrea. Sister Andrea. Yes,
hold
ma'am. You pressed the dial. Did you...
Can you
Do
hear
you have
me?
A question or comment? Yes. You have a question or comment?
Assalamu alaikum. I didn't realize I was in the queue, but yes, sir. That's why I'm doing double time or more, but it's okay. Yes, it was a blessing. I have had one sister from the community that I had reached out to by text, and I guess I had contacted her by the wrong number. Oh, my goodness. I heard Minister Park, and I just had to call you and tell you I've never heard him before, and all I know is that he's on point. He talked about Satan. He talked about everything. He talked about this virus and what we need to do and not to take these vaccinations. And he was just on time. Sister who never thought she wanted to hear Minister Farrakhan, but she got a call, and she was like, I just had to take time to just call you and tell you that. And I had another sister to call me. So sisters and brothers in the community are definitely listening to the minister. Those that did not even think that they were interested in hearing what he had to say, they were ears of perk. People are listening. And I just, and it is so, it is all a blessing. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Rizzi, one other point can I make real quick, Dr. Rizzi?
Yes, sir.
I think we should take a moment out and thank the naysayers and the those who are against to help us to promote.
Come on now.
You know, when they first came out, people, they're not going to show. Well, we never solicited Fox to show the minister.
Right, right.
So they came out like they were doing something big. We're not going to show on Fox. So, number one, who watches Fox Soul? You know, you usually nobody watches Fox Soul live. You catch the shows on YouTube after it came on because it comes on. TC, you remember back in the day when videos, back in the 80s, when videos didn't come out to the weekend, you had to stay up all night Friday, all night Saturday to watch When Doves Cry by Purple, by Prince. That's
how
Fox
you went back, because that's what we watched, yep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't sleep Friday through Saturday because I wanted to watch especially When Doves Cry. That's what I was staying up for. But my point is, Fox Soul comes on. So we weren't soliciting Fox Soul. All of our promo was NOI.org, NOI.org, our platform. But they come out and they say, well, we're not showing the minutes. So now they piqued the interest of the people. Oh, really? Okay, well, Farrakhan speaking? Like the minister said, people have been saying, well, where's Farrakhan? What is it about Farrakhan that you asking? You want to hear from me? They know. They're looking for guidance and direction. So I say we should thank the people at Fox who, if you don't, those that are listening, if you don't know the history, we sued Fox 20 years ago for $4.4 billion led by our illustrious attorney, Ava Muhammad. So we didn't expect anything from Fox, but thank you, Fox, for helping us to promote. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam.
Yes, sir. We do have a caller.
And we also want to thank Puff Daddy from Revolt TV for also standing his ground and sharing it. And I'm hearing, I'm waiting for the verification that they pulled it down after a million people viewed it.
They did.
So, but the thing is that Diddy, people don't know, he was at the Million Man March. He was at the Million Family March. So Diddy has been down with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. When you own your own, you don't be shaking and quaking. I just thank the brother for standing because
That's
I know
right.
he gets pressure for supporting the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Shout out to Diddy and Revolt TV.
Oh, no doubt. A real quick point on that. When Mr. Combs would come to Atlanta, between 2007 and 2016, 90% of the times I was right there with him. So I know the love. He keeps Muslims around him, and I know the love that he has for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. There's other things that he has done. He's gone to visit the minister and, you know, all that good stuff. So what the minister is doing or has done is instill fearlessness in our brothers and sisters that have the money and the resources. That also makes him a dangerous person. Now these people, they're at a point where they're not really scared of the repercussions that the imposter Jews want to enact on them. So after a million views, you take it down off of his station. That's a million people that have already seen it. Now they're coming to NOI.org. Now they're going to the Nation of Islam YouTube channel and other sites. And also now you're proving what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that you are. So again, thank you for that move. You helping make it a little bit easier for us.
That's right. You were probably calling somebody online?
Yes, sir. Caller with the last four digits 5342. What's your name and where are you calling from? Caller with the last four. 5342. You are live on the show.
Okay
well,
right,
let's see. They can keep on listening. All right, that's everybody for now.
Okay. Now, anybody else want to tap in? Tap in.
I would just say this, Doc. I would just say that, you know, we're on the show, but there is no reason for people to be waiting for a platform or a show for them to speak about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and testify about what they are seeing in their city. I want people to share it throughout the country. And our brother Fontaine, shout out to him for, you know, making sure that people knew and know that we ain't going to stop
making known what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan showed us about this will in the sky and these baby planes. So our brother Jaleel and Sister Khalila on his social media page in Detroit just showed a squadron of baby planes that's in the air. So go to Brother Jaleel from Detroit's Facebook, because we're not going to stop bearing witness to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught today by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We're not going to back down on what God has given us, and we're going to stand on it. So those that can bear witness to the life-changing and reforming teachings in your personal life, make sure you let people know. Make sure we keep sharing the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It never, ever gets old. And my brother Stephen Johnson, he kept standing up. He had a seat. He had a good seat to watch the minister. When he took off his jacket, he stood up. And I said, "Brother, you want to sit right there? Because I was going to give him his chair." He said, "No, go ahead and give it up." He was focused on the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He stood there for about the next hour on the second part, just listening and soaking in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So people across the world literally were glued to their whatever devices, making sure they caught every word, because so many people were talking about different aspects of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's lecture. And I'm talking about people that are Bible teachers and scholars that was listening to him and bearing witness to what he was saying. And Brother Jai, he said, "Yeah, we hear him all the time." And sometimes that's our problem. Our problem that we just hear him all the time, like you said, we take him as an entertainer, but don't take him for who he really is.
Right,
and those
right.
that are hearing him for the first time heard him, and they heard probably more than what we ever heard, and they're bearing witness to my friend. Like you said, they need to minister. People need to hear this over and over again. I'm like, "You just said that?" So they heard something.
Let me take two things that you said and tie them together. Okay? You mentioned the sightings of the baby plane. You mentioned the minister telling us not to take the vaccine. Now, that's all tied together, because even though we are still trying to convince ourselves of the reality of the wheel and the baby plane, the enemy has known since 1947 for sure of the reality of the wheel and the baby plane. Therefore, he knows that he could not fight the wheel and the baby plane, so he developed a method of poisoning us through the vaccine. He gave us cancer in the polio vaccine. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told his followers, "Do not take that polio vaccine." And now, 40 years later, they are admitting that self was in the polio vaccine. Cancer used to be a white man's disease. Now, in the 50s, now it is a black man's and a woman's disease, because they put it in the polio shot that they gave to us, and that's what's producing cancer. I don't care what type of cancer you have, it comes from that cancer, and it's just a part of the body that is attacked, that you call it a lung cancer, you call it a brain cancer, you call it a prostate cancer. It's the same cancer from one cancer that they put into the polio vaccine. So they poisoned us because they was afraid of the wheel, and now Mr. Farrakhan has come right into their wheel, into their deal, into their final solution for us on a sneaky, quiet tip, and now he's exposing the real deal that you are a murderer with a needle. Forget the guns that you got killing our people. You are a murderer with the needle. And now you come into our community with those needles. Now we consider that an act of war. And we're going to fight you like hell until the planes come in and burn your behind out. And with that, how much time do we have, Brother?
We're down to the last 5.5 minutes.
Okay. Brothers, the three of you, you have a chance to give 1.5 minutes of the last word. Make it happen.
Dog, this is Brother Kev. I got to
jump on.
We have to give a shout. We got to get a shout out to Shannon Sharp, who's on Fox Sports on the show called the most popular shows on in sports called Undisputed with his co-host Skip Bayless, who many people that watch sports know exactly who I'm talking about. But he brilliantly defended the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on the show yesterday. You know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his truth is the gift that won't stop giving.
So immediately after this lecture from July the 4th, of course, you're going to have many posted on social media, and many of those have been celebrities and athletes. And if you haven't heard by now, you've heard about DeSean Jackson of the Philadelphia Eagles, who posted on Saturday and a couple other times about watching the infamous Louis Farrakhan. But on his recent post, he included a quote that was attributed to Adolf Hitler from a book that he was reading. And below that, he had said some things about infamous Louis Farrakhan from the lecture from July the 4th and encouraging everybody to watch. Well, of course, the owners of the Philadelphia Eagles organization are Jews, and they came out immediately, and they wanted to attack the brother as well and wanted him to apologize over and over and over. And so as the white guy on the show, Undisputed, Skip Bayless, was talking about the history of the Honorable Miss Louis Farrakhan remarks, and I was just excited because he was just mentioning the name Farrakhan on this very popular show. And then he asked Shannon Sharp, he said, well, don't you agree that the minister has said some very hateful things and he's an anti-Semite? And Shannon Sharp said, well, when I spoke with him, I didn't see that. I didn't hear that. And it's almost like the whole screen froze. Because it's like he's like, you mean to tell us all this time you've been one of them? So it was a very strong stance that Shannon Sharp took. And if you've been watching anything on sports in the last, since the killing of George Floyd, you've heard Shannon Sharp has been coming out strong in support of everything that's been going on lately. So I just want to definitely shout him out because he's really been standing tall in the face of the enemy.
Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Last thoughts?
I just want to say, Dr. Ridgely, thank you again for the invite. Thank you, Brother Carlton, for the platform. And I will invite all of you all to join us at Mind and Money Matters live show. We do a live airing every Tuesday, 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Facebook Live at Mind Money Show. We are the definitive podcast for black business, bodaciousness, and brilliance. This Tuesday, we have Southern Regional Minister Abdul Sharif Muhammad as our guest again, discussing his journey in the garden this past weekend, as well as his new book, A Soldier in the Army of Christ. So you can also go to our Facebook page, at My Money Show, and we have over 200 videos of the brilliant and bodacious black business owners that we've had the opportunity to interview over the last 4.5 years. As-salamu alaykum.
Okay. Let me put a plug in for Brother TC. He is a co-host of Elevated Places, which goes on right after we do, and he may be going already to take his post over there. You still here, Brother Terrence?
I'm actually on the phone on one line and got you on the other line.
Okay. That's my man. He be dual purposing it there, even though he didn't give me my water when I needed it Saturday. But anyway, yeah, I got you. Oh, praise due to Allah. So go right after this to Elevated Places and hear Dr. Minister Ava Muhammad and our brother TC on Elevated Places. Thank y'all so much. And brother, put
Thank
on that
you,
song,
Doc.
But I Will Survive.
By my side, but then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong.